And it was a busy day today as well. The Edmonton Chamber of Commerce hosting its first annual State of the Region event at the Edmonton Convention Center. This event sold out immediately, had to be moved to a bigger venue. Leaders and experts from across the region gave all sorts of different keynote speeches, talking about a number of different issues when it comes to the region that we live in. Jeffrey Sundquist is the CEO of the Edmonton Chamber of Commerce, joining me this afternoon. Hey, Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jalen. How are you?
I'm really well. Give me an idea about the State of the Region event today. You know, in past we've heard, you know, the State of the City addresses, that sort of thing. But a State of the Region address, why the Chamber take this on and what were you hoping came from it?
Well, you know, Jalen, it was a really important thing for us to do. And of course, we work collectively with all our regional partners. But I have to say to your previous comments, we were really unprepared for the demand for this event, which I think is a nice problem to have, but it speaks to the business community's demand and, quite frankly, the interest in the economy and the ability to work across interests and across the region.
There were a number of different presentations today. Edmonton Global, I mean, Malcolm Bruce, the CEO from there. We had the CEO of the Edmonton Metro Transit, Region Transit Service Commission, Tom Ruth from Edmonton Airport, the CEO of the Edmonton Metro Region Board. Lots covered there. So when we talk about the business community right now, Jeffrey, and the way that we're in this region, you know, what's it looking at? You take a look at the socioeconomic landscape. I mean, it's different depending on where you are. If you're in downtown Edmonton, it's probably different than if you are in Leduc. What did we hear today?
Well, you know, we've got 14 municipalities in the Edmonton metropolitan region. And so whether it's land use planning or the coordination of services, investment attraction that Edmonton Global is undertaking, business retention, or making sure that we've got a strong airport, we all have to work together. And what today was all about was having that cross collaboration and the cross the communication. And you know, this was a great opportunity, and I think one of our key deliverables today was that we really activated the Edmonton region's business community to really reinforce their role in building a vision and a positive relationship, not only with the province but amongst one another.
So if we're going to build, a positive relationship with the province, interesting, of course, you know that we're on the verge of having a new premier. We'll have an announcement here in just a few hours. How is that approach given that we are going to have a new premier in just a few hours? What does that look like moving forward, or does it depend on who's in that chair?
Well, I think we have to build a stronger relationship, and to your comment that we're getting a new premier later today, we strategically chose this day as, you know, the Edmonton region often feels left behind, and so we wanted to send, as the Edmonton Chamber, a strong message to the province, and what I think we discussed today was what are the opportunities for us to help the province move forward. Don't always go with an ask. How can we help the province be successful, and how can we reinforce and ensure that the province is aware of all the great attributes that we have in the Edmonton region and support of the Alberta economy?
So, Jeffrey, what does that look like then? How can the region help the province moving forward and making sure that the voice is heard at the table?
Well, I think it's rebuilding relationships with the province and building stronger relationships and reinforcing all of the great things that we've got going on here. We've had some excellent announcements over the last little bit, and collectively across the region, we've done some incredible work, whether it's the hydrogen hub, mm-hmm. whether it's the movements that we're making in AI and ML, or what we're doing in health and life sciences. So it's really again, reinforcing all of the complementary assets that the Edmonton region has and ensuring that the province supports that, because we do, there will ultimately be an ask, because we will need an investment and a commitment from the province to help us execute on some of these great strategies and tactical advantages that we've got.
Jeffrey Sundquist joining me from the Edmonton Chamber of Commerce, of course, the CEO of the Edmonton Chamber of Commerce. Jeffrey, when we talk about the importance of regional collaboration, I mean, that is something that we have seen grow and expand and more of a focus on, especially, like, not even say in the past 10, even 5 years, and we've seen it more with more recently with transit. When it comes to the importance of regional collaboration, what was the focus of that today on the event? And I'm wondering where we can see more growth in that area moving forward.
Well, as I said earlier, with 14 municipalities in the Edmonton Metro region, site selectors and investors really don't care about municipal boundaries, Jalen. What they look at is, what are the business or what are the attributes that a particular region has that aligns with their business needs? And so today was an effort to really break down the barriers, share different, you know, interests and opportunities to collaborate. So when I look at what the Edmonton region did with the Edmonton Metropolitan Region Board, mm-hmm. that was really all about land use planning. Mm-hmm. So what do you put next to your next municipality? So let's collaborate on that. When I look at the Alberta Industrial Heartland, mm-hmm. that was one of the first evidence of collaboration between five municipalities, and that was done in 1998. And so setting aside the municipal boundaries and looking at the, as I said, the complementary assets that we have across the region, we can better communicate our story for the region to investors from across Canada, site selectors from across Canada and around the world.
Jeffrey, do you think that the regions and the governments in each of those regions are getting to the point where they can more easily set aside those boundaries? Because I think it was almost a protective thing before. No, this is in our area, and this is, you know, we want to make sure that we have control over that. Are you seeing that being bridged and that collaboration, a more of a collaboration between the regions, and it becoming easier to have these discussions and have these plans and expand on this regional idea compared to just district by district by district?
Yeah, because that doesn't work. When you take a look at, Canada, it has a difficult time to get on the radar of investors, let alone the Edmonton region. So when foreign investors or site selectors look at Canada, they would look at often Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal, maybe Calgary. And so we've got to be not only competitive, we need to be attractive. So we got to do it a little bit better than everybody else, because we've got to get on the map of people who are looking to relocate and invest in other communities. So I will say that over the last, probably since 2016, 2017, there's been a lot of advancements in regional collaboration. I will say that the municipalities and the economic development officers have worked very, very well together. Of course, everyone would like to represent their area well, mm-hmm. but if we can tell the story for the entire region, we're far more compelling. And what investors really like is the fact that we, as a region, the fact that we have a number of different municipalities really should be of no consequence. We have the opportunity to tell our story, and they see the regional collaboration and say, hey, I think I'm comfortable here. And that's where I think we win, because, you know, the competitive nature, it doesn't make, in my view, it doesn't make any sense for Strathcona County to compete with the city of Edmonton, to compete with Leduc City, Leduc County, Sturgeon County, Parkland County, et cetera, et cetera. Let's talk with one voice. We've all got complementary attributes that can appeal to different businesses at different times. But for us to take, maybe this is inappropriate, but I use the term the last liar wins approach. the regional collaboration is really the way forward. And I've seen over the last several years under the leadership of our political leaders in the region and the economic development officers, under the stewardship of the created Edmonton Global, I think things are really working well. It's not perfect, but things are moving along very, very well.
Jeffrey, we'll leave it there this afternoon. Thanks for making time for us this afternoon. Great to talk with you again.
Thanks, Jalen.
Yeah, take care. Jeffrey Sundquist is the CEO of the Edmonton Chamber of Commerce. Again, a state of the region. Again, you think the Edmonton Chamber of Commerce, focused on the Edmonton businesses, but this event bringing together the region. And I think, I do think that when you take a look at things like the Alberta Industrial Heartland Association, you take a look at doing things on a regional approach. Of course, we need to do things and make sure that in our own municipalities we're doing things and doing things well. But I love the idea of coming together, banding together, and presenting this common front, saying, "Hey, take a look at not just this city, but this whole region. What we can offer you." Right? We have to constantly look at different ways of doing things, and I think that this is a good move.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.